So it's time for our last session, Construction Liens Resolving the Guerrilla Tactics of Contractors and Subcontractors. With us to talk about this is Kyle Hermanson. He's Vice President and Deputy General Counsel at Invenergy, the largest privately held global developer of renewable energy projects. Kyle leads a team of attorneys supporting all commercial transactions throughout the full life cycle of Invenergy's projects, including development, offtake, M&A, construction, and operations. Over his 10-plus years in the industry, Kyle has supported over 10 gigawatts of new energy projects. Also with us is Josh Levy. He is a member of Hush Blackwell's real estate development and construction team. Josh has represented clients for more than 32 years in the complete array of construction services. Josh provides contractors, designers, owners, and developers with his tremendous experience and knowledge in all areas of construction, from transactions to litigation. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm Josh, and I'll get us started here. I guess I'll sit at the table. It's the end of the day, so we'll keep it upbeat so you can get on to your activities. I definitely am feel lucky to be here. I got the invitation in the mail to come down and do this in August, when in Milwaukee, where I'm from, it's quite nice out. Today, it's not real warm in Milwaukee, so to be down in Austin was really just a lucky pull for me. It's cold and wet in Wisconsin, which, if you've been to Milwaukee, it's really great until about January 2nd, and then you want to clear out till Mother's Day. So this was a great... I won't go through my bio because it was just read, but real quick, a little bit about my background and why I am just so thrilled to talk to you about liens. I was in-house for a national contractor for a while, and it was a great experience. And we were a general contractor. We worked with a lot of subs, of course, a variety of owners, public owners, big box retail, hospitality, schools, churches, synagogues, whatever. And subs would threaten liens all the time. And they would call me up in my office and, you know, explain to me how they were about to rock my world because they were going to lien the job. And, you know, I started to learn over the years, and this was a long time ago, this was about like the early 2000s, that these liens had this crazy effect, threats of liens and liens that were so disproportionate to the actual problem that a lien might cause or the dollars at issue. And owners would freak out at the first sign of a preliminary lien notice. Sometimes they didn't even understand what they were reading. Sometimes it was just like a notice of furnishing, which an eligible claimant might have to serve at the beginning of a job just to have the right down the road. And they'd look at something that just had the word lien in there and freak out. I also had a sub call one time, and he was talking to me, and we did a lot of Walmarts. And is anyone here related to the Walmart enterprise? Okay, then I can be honest about Walmart. Those jobs were horrible, and our project managers' heads would explode, and we'd get these subs on these projects because we were going with the low bid subs. And one called me one time, and he's like, well, I'm going to lien your job, your Walmart and South Bend, Indiana. And he goes, I always want to own a Walmart. And I just laughed. And I thought, you think this is how that works? You're going to own a Walmart? And he really kind of thought he was like threatening me in some insurmountable way. Hence our title, which is Guerrilla Warfare with Liens. And before I jump into my slides, Kyle, a little self-introduction.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I am Kyle Hermanson from Invenergy. And I'm going to be bringing a different perspective than Josh to this, as I've never represented contractors. I am an in-house lawyer for a renewable energy company, so we'll talk a little about the history of liens and some other CLEs-type content for you, but also give the owner's perspective about how disruptive these can be and some tips for dealing with them when they arise.
So this says Law in Action, and I went to the University of Wisconsin Law School. And this paper was written by my 1L small group contracts professor, Stuart McCauley. And it was called Law in Action, Contracts Law in Action. And it was reputed as one of the top 10 papers of the second half of the 20th century in law. So that's a high bar. But it's really, I never really understood what he was trying to teach me in law school, like most of first year. And it really didn't take root until I was in-house dealing with these guerrilla tactics. And that's why I call it guerrilla warfare, because law in action is trying to teach students and clients what really happens when you try to enforce a remedy. And it's just amusing to me how much I hear in the lien discussion that is completely different than the law in action.